Well, thank you very much for listening, Joe, and keep making good music. We have in our studio right here now Dr. Susanna Owens. Welcome today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, Susanna is a new member of the Williamsburg Chamber of Commerce. She's here to talk with us today about what she does best. And you're a licensed clinical psychologist here in the Williamsburg area. In addition to your private practice, what do you do in your spare time?
In my free time?
Or free or spare.
Yeah, I really enjoy being outside. So I do outdoor activities, kayaking, hiking, walking. Also love live music. So whenever I can get a chance to see a live music show or at a venue locally, I like to go to that.
Now, we were just talking about that. Any local artists that you like that are favorite of yours? Or?
Well, lately I've been enjoying a lot of Good Shot Judy.
Oh, that's always a good one.
They're always good.
Everywhere. You can always check the calendar. They're playing somewhere.
Yeah, here. And I'm thinking about trying to get some tickets if I can to the festival that has like Norah Jones coming up here.
Oh, that's
summer.
Good. Always the summer concert we have at the
DeWitt the
Wallace.
Yeah, outside.
That's always great.
Yeah.
It used to be the Funhouse Fest.
That's right. Yeah. They've taken a little break from that, so they've got some new stuff coming. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, there was another one, too. He's from Oklahoma. I forgot what his name was, though. He's in part of the show. I'll remember it later.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
I do.
Well, anyway, being a clinical psychologist, what is your approach toward working with your clients? What do you focus on when somebody comes to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I focus on several things. If you were to Google talk therapy or psychotherapy, you'd see a lot of listings of different styles. One of them is called cognitive behavior therapy, and another's interpersonal therapy. I use a lot of those in my work. But what's really important to me is first really valuing that people took a big step to get help from somebody they don't know personally. So I really start with respect for that, and then protecting privacy and confidentiality. Those are important to me.
Well, okay. Well, it'd be important to your clients too, I would believe, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are a number of psychotherapists out there. What makes clinical psychologists unique?
Unique. Well, we're really lucky in Williamsburg. There are a lot of very good therapists in this area, so we're fortunate in that regard. For licensed clinical psychology, though, I have gotten a lot of in-depth and extensive training in both talk therapy, the science of behavioral health, and the treatment of behavioral health and consultation. So it's kind of the range and depth of training that clinical psychologists get. It's very rigorous.
You know, that's one of my thoughts on that is that today I don't think there's enough resource for people who need to seek, or either they don't have the money or they don't have the means to seek something to help themselves out. And you see a result of that sometimes around our area, which is tragic. It ends up tragedy for the person. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. I think that we always, as communities, want to make sure that we have resources for our citizens, and any kind of health care, mental health care, is one that I'm particularly focused on. And certainly when people get resources sooner, earlier, and at the right level of maybe intensity or level of care they need, they're likely to do better sooner and quicker. And that makes them better employees, better citizens, better bosses and spouses and partners.
Just a better person.
Yeah, yeah.
It is tough. What do you want your listeners to know about mental health and therapy?
Oh, I'd like the listeners to know that it's accessible, and that there's different ways to get help, and that
very important.
We have therapies that are very effective. And so not to give up hope, that sometimes we need to do a little trial and error to find the right provider, but there is help out there. And there are some really informal things we can do that really help our mental health, reaching out to friends or loved ones, particularly with Virginia Beach tragedy, stay connected to community events and experiences that support you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about that that you might
I think it's good, but if people have any questions, they can certainly reach me.
All right, and that's my next question, which is the most important question. And how can everybody out there listening today reach you?
Sure. My office phone number is 757-870-2266, and they can also reach me from my website, www.thebeachwoodcenter.com, and that's spelled www.thebeachwoodcenter.com.
Well, that's a lot of information.
Yeah, spill out the beach and spill out the woods like our area.
What was your number again?
757-870-2266.
If you can't find it on the web, you can always dial, folks.
That's right.
Well, anyway, Susanna, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing it, and welcome to being a new member of the Waynesburg Chamber of Commerce, and come back again sometime.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.